Is there a case to be a little soft on the batsman or defend the batsman, saying it's been a bowler-dominated series, so you can understand if there are numbers that suggest that teams have collapsed? Or do you think there's a genuine concern about England's trend of losing wickets in a bunch?
I think this is the first time England have been exposed in England from a team that where their seam attack can actually compete with the England seamers. And they're unsure, they don't know what to do when the ball starts swinging. They don't get into good positions to start playing at it, away from the body, because then they're not used to sort of, let's say, facing Jimmy and Broadie against each other. And that's what's happening right now. What's happening is that you've got three frontline seamers who are bowling exceptionally well in England, and they're getting that ball to swing late, and that's causing huge problems, you know, to the England batting lineup, and that's where the collapse starts happening. And you know, new batter coming in, it's so difficult once the ball is swinging and the bowlers are in great rhythm, and you know, good on India. They've seemed to, you know, work out away from India how to perform, you know, in England. And I think this is gonna be, this has been a great learning, you know, series for India to be successful away and start, you know, like everyone wants, I think, in India to win away from win some away series.